We also need to talk about coronavirus. I'm sure you guys have been hearing all about it. I want to highlight a little bit of how we're viewing this as the elders, the pastoral leadership team of this church. First of all, this is not an opportunity for fear, but for faith. It's an opportunity for us to excel as the church in loving people well. And so I want to encourage you to view it through that lens. This is a chance to put love into action. One of the opportunities for that is looking at the people in your life and saying, who is it in my life, maybe neighbors, family, coworkers, whoever it might be, and including people in this congregation who might need a particular helping hand in this time. Maybe somebody who is a more at-risk person that doesn't want to or cannot as easily get to the store or the drugstore or whatever. You could help them out. You could proactively offer them your help. Our diaconate, our deaconesses are available to help folks who might be in a particularly need situation with regards to the corona, whether it's getting to the store, having the supplies they need, those kind of things. We are going to continue our Meals on Wheels service. We're just asking that if you're involved in that, do your very best on hygiene efforts and hand washing and all that kind of thing. We want to feed folks that especially need feeding, but we also don't want to get them sick in how we do it. We are trying to be thorough in taking prudent precautions. You have an insert like this. You also probably, if you're on the email list, got a copy of this. We're just trying to take reasonable precautions with sanitizing things, wiping down surfaces, not shaking hands right now. The reality is Christians get sick just like anybody else. And our goal in this is not so much to keep any of us from getting sick, although, yeah, that'd be great to not get sick. It's more to love our neighbor by not acting as carriers for others. From everything I've been reading to this point, you can have it and not know it. You might have it, not show symptoms yet. You might get it and not show symptoms ever. And so in love for others, especially love for those who are more vulnerable to serious reactions, serious consequences, we want to make sure that we participate with society at large in doing our part to not encourage the spread of it. Not mentioned in here is that the nursery toys, most of them have been pulled out and set out of bounds. The ones that are in there were sanitized with bleach water, rinsed thoroughly, air-dried, so that's available. Awana is not scheduled to meet this week because of spring break. They will also not be meeting for the next couple of weeks in conjunction with the current schools being not functioning. We'll keep you informed as more stuff happens. Otherwise, our basic normal Sunday meetings, youth group, et cetera, are going to continue to happen. They are much fewer people than the state recommendation of 250. And so we're going to continue to meet at this time. The elders are going to keep an eye on things. We are also investigating the technology aspects to go to a live streaming service if things worsen, if it becomes more prevalent in our area, those kind of things. So we're just keeping an eye on that. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to myself or any of the other elders. We're happy to fill you in on what we're thinking and how we're processing that. Every step of the way, there's no reason for fear. God's got this. God knows what he's doing. And we want to be people of prudence and faith. Taking reasonable stewardship steps is not opposed to faith in the Bible. They go hand in hand. There are times when God calls his people to do crazy, stupid things. That stupid in worldly wisdom. But when we lack a specific command of God to do something that seems crazy, we're to act with prudence and reasonable decision-making. And so that's what we want to do in this time.